So we discussed yesterday the Rambam, and there was supposed to be done, a search was supposed to be done on the word Mipia Shmua. Anybody search? Is the fire alarm's up today or it's still down? Okay. So remember the Rambam said that this is Midivrei Sofer, which we saw in the Ritva yesterday. I read it to you that Midivrei Sofer means it's Midirabona. And I question whether that's really the case, because Midivrei Sofer often means it's a Din Doraisa, which is not Mefurish Bikra. Okay, so the Kesef Mishnah here in Perek Yudzayin Machos Asuras Halacha Hey Midivrei Rambam Yerosh Yusover Shehi Midoraisa. How do you like that? He lives my way in Rambam. Upashta the Shmaita Bishuli Avodah Zarochi Mashma Tvei. This is what the Rashba says. And where do you get it from? The Kesef Mishnah says where the Rashba get it from. Eshorosh Akosta Rabbeinu Umipiashmu Olamdu. As we said, Mipiashmu means it's a din, which is a daraisa dika din. Divrei Sofer just means it's not mefurish bikra. Wow. The Lecha Mishnah, by contrast, says, Divrei Sofer, sounds like it's a din de Rabbanon, and that's how the Ran understood. What Ran? We didn't see the Ran yesterday, so let's see the Ran right now. Those are the Makoros who have seen this Ran. Let's turn to the Ran, where it has to do with the story of what we talk about, Mashkanta. There's an Ibaidlo of Shita. An unresolved question in the Gemara, what is the status of a mashkanta? We'll get to the details perhaps later on, but fundamentally we want to know now, how do you resolve an unresolved question? Halacha l'maisa. That's what they have to know. So it says in the Ran as follows. The Ran says, mashkanta mai, it's on page Lamites of a base, page 78, towards the bottom. Mashkanta Maya, about 12 lines up. V'lo ivshita, u'posik v'ho Rambam Zal, v'perek yudzayim yuchas macholas asuras v'kula, v'ozal etamei, shukos avsham, t'tzvilas kelim et divrei sofer mi. There you go. So the Ran, as the Ritva we saw yesterday, holds that the word divrei sofer means midirabonon, and therefore the Rambam paskin l'kula when it comes to mashkanta. And the Lecha Mishnah here, in perek yudzayim, halacha, hey, cites this Ran. The Rashba says no, as we saw in the Beis Yosef, Simon Kufchav, and we just read it from the Kesef Mishnah, same author, Rav Yosef Karo, here in Perek Yuzayin, Halacha Hey, where do you get it from, says the Lecha Mishnah, Divrei Sofrim. Divrei Sofrim. Okay, so what does that mean? What are the words in Divrei Sofrim? So, there's a whole discussion, what does it mean? The Raisa means the Rabbanon, the whole discussion back and forth. I'm not going to be the entire Lecha Mishnah. We look at his bottom line, it's incredible. Shir Rabbeinu, Lo Shir Rabbeinu Kachu. Amu Chachamim, Hosu Lo Tara Achat Averasu Be'esh, She'os Avar Be'esh, Shikadeh Latiro Midei Giyulei Yaakov. Avu Lo Koi Haye Latiro Midei Giyulei Goyim, The Tara Acheres, Shehizkir, Dein HaTara Bo Lahatim Midei Giyulei Goyim, Ali Bo Minatam HaRabbi Rishalmi, we saw Yishami yesterday in the Ritva, to relieve the, eliminate the tumah when it belonged to a goy. It's still not completely clear what the din is. Is it the rice? Is it the rabbonim? So some want to say, a pshara. The mitzvahs I say, to be matpil is the rice. The piyashmua is the rice. But the iser to use the kli, which has not been toiveled, that's with the rabbonim. That's what we saw yesterday in the Bi'alacha. Beloch said that even if mitzvah is a daraisa, but the iser to use the kli without it, tvila, is midirabonon. Okay? That would be a pshara, which would somehow reconcile the two seemingly contradictory inferences in Shitas HaRambam. So some suggest, I think the Yeshuas Yaakov says that pshat in the Rambam. Yeshuas Yaakov can be found downstairs in the Beis Medrash on the first floor. Yerodeus and the Kuf Chaf at the very beginning. That's what he suggests. Okay, fine. That's point number one for today. Point number two, you may recall that we were speaking yesterday about the Mishnah. We read the Mishnah. And we also read the Braisa and the Gemara. The very first line in the Gemara, Tana v'chulun tzrichen tevila barboim so. We asked the question yesterday, wait a minute. We just said that. Eshedakal ha'atbil yadbil. And Rashi understood, Kli aroa l'tarol b'tevila, ain't sorach tika nachakon kli shetashmisha d'etzon and d'atbil v'sula sorach. We already said so. What are you adding over here? So some want to say, arboim so. You might have thought it's enough to have a revius, which works for some things. Take a look in Tosis Mayim Shadidah Tovelasbem. Afal gav the revi is sagi lahat pel machne vitzinorios vidor raisa hainu tefilas tuma avot tefilas klei midyan chidushu boimem sois that didn't arise come to toys the shita. That's the chidush of Tana. That's the few Rashi you have to say. However, we did not yet read the Ran. We didn't have a chance to look at it yesterday. The Ran is an entirely different shot in the words of the Mishnah itself. We got it all wrong. What does that mean? What do the words mean? So it's true that he quotes Rashi. Rashi says his pshat. However, that's not necessarily the pshat that everyone agrees to in terms of the words of the Mishnah itself. Let me... I think better if I read from the Ritva, I think it'll be more pointed to see how he learned pshat in the words of the Mishnah differently than Rashi. Again, Rashi learns pshat, the word yatpil means what we call in our language tefilas kelim in a mikvah. Okay? And therefore the whole arboim saw, you shouldn't think, as Tosfos said, it's enough to have a revius. That's fine. However, Eshadakal lahatpil yatpil. What does yatpil mean? Klomar. Yadiach v'yishavshef yofeh lahavir iso she'alponov. Ritva says, no. Nothing. The Mishnah is not discussing tefillah's kelim at all. It's only the Braisa. The Eilu b'tefillah darbom so lo'ayv b'mishnah seinu. The Mishnah is not discussing this at all. V'lishnah shadakal lahatpil lo shayach b'tefillah. V'chein pirishu kol ha'mefarshim. Kol ha'mefarshim. The Raiva, the Ra'ah, the Rashba, the Me'iri, but not Rashi, and not the Ram, and not the Mukhe Yosef. He said, 936 in the footnote, the Ritva said, ooh, that's called a Mefarshim. That's called selective. Not everyone agrees with that. Adkan. I neglected to mention this yesterday. I wanted to show the Ritva a different shot in the words of the Mishnah than does Rashi. And of course, and then we understand very well, Tana. The Tana is something new, because the Mishnah didn't mention about Abraham Saw. It's only in the Bryce of the Gevurah. Well, the Rashi have learned like Tosis Pshat. It's just telling you, Nebo Amsah, it's not enough to have a revius in any case. Fine. Rabosai, everyone so far, we just put Chazara with me yesterday with a couple of other additions. The Farshim and the Rambam, and this Ritz Pshat in the Mishnah. Yes, sir.
I just quickly looked up how many times Pshat comes in the Rambam. It's well over 100.
Okay. So you have a good assignment. My guess is that they're going to be the Rises or the like. Halachal Moshe Messina is not the Rabbonans, but we already took care of it with the Lecha Mishnah, so you're punted from the assignment. Good. Now, Rabosai, let's go. We left off yesterday. We mentioned, again, the Rambam is makel by Mashkan because he assumes it's the din. The Ran assumes it's the din de Rabbon. That's what he says. However, not the end of the world. Watch this now. That goes Maimini, that's on the Maram HaKomos as well, in Perek Yizayin, Sivkot and Ches, Mishkan HaGoyetzlo, he says as follows. Yiborlu, unresolved question. Pasuk lahakel. Okay. Why? Some say it should be mat without a bracha. V'nira lo, look at this now. Lohavi kimo teku di isura. She'ein kan isur. It sounds like he's saying there's absolutely no isur to use a kli which hasn't been toivled. Either means there's no Isser at all, which is a simple read, or at least it means no Isser derais. It says, Shitas or Zeruah, there's no Isser at all, which is very likely what the Haggadah Smaimini means. Ulishah mitzvahs nami, shen chova olav, lo dami. Why? The boy potter navshe, v'shasi b'kos acher, v'lochein lo boy tvila, v'lo amrina misfek yadbina b'lo brocha, end quote. You hear what he's saying? When do you say, he's not saying it's the Rabbana, could even be a Daraisa, which is the Pashup Shat in the Rambam. But a mitzvah chiyuvis, we say Sveka Daraisa l'chumra. But a mitzvah which is not chiyuvis, you don't have to, you're not mechuyiv, you can just easily do without being matpil this kli, eat from something else. That is on a lower level for some reason, and you do not apply Sveka Daraisa l'chumra. It's a chiddush nifle v'noira. In Nagos Maimini over here, in Simon Perik Yitzayim, Sivkot Ches, sounds like it's a Daraisa. Afal Pikain Sveka Lukula. Again, why? It's not a lav. Isser for sure, Sveka Lukumra. Even the mitzvah chiyuv is a sveg aluchumra, but this, we call it like a mitzvah chiyumis, there's an ein chov olav, then you can be make on the suffix. It's a chiddush, but that's what it's, I'm reading to you from the Hagosma. You can look up in the original source, it's in the Rav Yoh, end of Siman Tov Samach Dalet, as it's quoted over here. Okay? Just keep it in mind. Fine. Get an impression here, there's no iser whatsoever. It's a big machlekas, that's what the Piskei Riyah says, etc. Fine. So now, remarkably, let's take a look in the Mordechai. It's also on the Mount of Kama, if I'm not mistaken. There we go. Towards the very end of Masechet Avodah Zarah. Tough, Nun Tes. It's quite lengthy. Not going to be the whole thing, but some things are important. In Tough, Nun Tes, he discussed a very vexing problem. We had it on the screen yesterday from the Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim, Simen Shin Chaf Gimel, which is, what do you do? You want to use a particular kli on Shabbos. And what do you do with it? It hasn't been tabled yet. What do you do? It's a problem. How do you handle such a problem? Let's see if we can find it here. Oh, it makes a reference towards the end of Tough Nun Tes. In my print, I'm not sure if it's the same, it's the page Yud Gimel, towards the bottom of column 1. I'm not sure if we all have the same print. It's after the Tzadi of the Shulta Gibor, if we have the same lettering system. He says, V'perik Basra, the Beitza Kosafti, Din Yisrael, Sheshochach Lahat B'Kli Be'er of Shabbos, or Be'er Yontif. What do you do? It's Nenel Ove Gachovim. We saw this in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what it says. This is the din of the that he quotes over here, what he wrote in Perek Basra the Beitza. He refers to himself over here in the Mordechai, Tough Nun Tes. However, there are some who disagree and say no, that on Shabbos it's not necessary. Why is it not necessary? Because you cannot be matpil on Shabbos. You saw in the Shulchan Aruch, he wanted to say tefillah b'Shabbos is prohibited. It's a tikkun mona. It's all sugi masechta beitza. If you're unable to do it on Shabbos, perhaps there's no violation of using it at a time when you cannot be matpil it. Because the fundamental violation is a violation of bittul mitzvah saseh. But you can't do the mitzvah saseh right now. It's impossible. It's impossible. So therefore, since it's impossible, so then there's no need to do it. You cannot do it. This is what some of the Mefarshim discuss. Fine. Now, the Pasha Pshat, why the Shulchan Aruch say to sell it to a goy? Because there are poskim who say that you may do the tefillah on Shabbos. We discussed this already. It's a machlokas poskim. Since some say you may do the tefillah on Shabbos, according to them, you're required to. You may not use the kli without it. So we're machmer in both ends. We don't do it. Some say you may not do it. But we don't use it because some say you may do it and if we're not going to use it. The chumras of all sides. That could be the psak halacha lemaisa. Potentially. Fine. If I'm a guest in someone's house on Shabbos, there are those who say, listen, it's impossible for me to be matbilit. Either the mikveh's closed, there's no eruv, whatever it is, during the week, I should try my best to get him to be agreed to be matpil the kalim. But if I can't, according to the poskim that are makel, they're makel in the shaila, I can't do anything about it. Shlomo Zalman suggests this far. He says, I lift na'iver, this balabos, now using his kalim by letting me eat on them. In other words, if I eat on his kli, it's really his mevatel his chiv. I have no chiv. He's not his chiv. Lif na'iver, well, it's not such a necessary case of lif na'iver. He goes into discussions of why it's not lif na'iver. which is found in the Sefer Tevilas Kehilim. Good. Fine. Let's take a look at the Taz, Rebbe Osai, in Sifkotan Yud. Open your Shulchan Aruch, please. Taz Sifkotan Yud. A little bit yesterday. See it again. The Shulchan Aruch is in Sifches. The Yesh Misha Omeshim Lo Lachocho Arishon Tzorach Suda El Lachtoch Klofim V'Chayotzei Bo Ain Tzorach Lad Bilo. If I buy a kli in order to cut with it, not to eat on it, not required to do Tzvilas Kehil, says the Taz. What's the base yosis? Hu Adinim Kano L'Schora Ain Tzorach Tzvila. If I buy it not to use myself but just to sell it, I'm not required to be mad for it. And that God Sashi says, Kevin Shu Shal Biyado. So Beis Yosef learns, Im Kuno Tzorach Tzvila, you buy it, you have to be matpulit. As the Rambam says, Besamuch. Once you buy it, what the Rambam say? Let's read the Rambam. Aval Arishin Os L'shtamash Bola Tzorach Yisuda Afilo Derech Haroi Bolo Tzvila Af Al Pi Shalak Hala Tzorach Lovin. V'chei, that's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number one, it's a big Chiddush. Big Chiddush. Kiddush number two, v'chein im kno yisrael hasheni min harishon tzorach suda, tzorach tevila gabi hasheni. As soon as it becomes a clay suda, tevila must take place immediately. Fine. Aval b'yisav et klal chav ches din pei zayin, or some have nun ches din pei tes, that's the best, the proper version. Kosa, tkeven shim hoi yisrael harishon rotsu l'shamshe b'suda, afil haroi, hoi tzorach l'tovlo, because he is the owner. Memelin is chayev biyado mikri, valken yisrael asheni ashoal imenu tzorach l'tovlo. Utmili mora l'ramo shaloviyu lo bedake Moshe v'lo kan. Why didn't he quote the Issa v'heter? And therefore the bottom line nearly, t'yesh l'tovlo below bracha. Okay, what's the case? What's the psak over here again? The first Yisro would want to use it for Suda, have to be Tovlit. So it's considered the Schaya Biyodo. And therefore the second guy, who's borrowing it from him, has to be Tovlit, against what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Rambam should have quoted it. It's Chazer again. What did Mechaber say? If the first guy bought it, if it's not for Tzorach Suda, right? And now I borrow it from him. I'm not required to do anything. What do you mean not required? There's an opposing view. And the Pesach of the Taz is to be matbalit without a bracha. How can the Ramah didn't quote the opposing view? That's the Kash of the Taz, Rabbi Osai, here in Sifkaton Yud. Okay? So why did the Poskim say a potter? Take a look. I bought my trusty sefer. I told you that you should all get, called the Chelgas Binyamin. Those who have it, have it. Those who don't, listen carefully. Simen Kuf Chaf Sifkaton Samach Beis. Here on Sifches. He says the first guy need not be matpulit. And the second guy also, why? I'm reading you a verbatim citation of the reason why it's potter. It comes from the, among other sources, from the Gra. Let's take a look on the Gra first and see how the Gra phrases it. And then we'll see how he explains at greater length. The Gra is Chof Beis. Yeshmi. Okay, Mashem B'divrei Toisus, Shekvar V'chule, Ki Ein Chiyuv Al Hasheni, Shein Lekuach B'yado, Ve'ena Shelo, and that's what it says, V'chein. What is it? The Gaon always writes in riddles. What is the Gaon saying here? What do these riddles mean? So he explains here in Sibkot and Samach Beis what he means. The whole of the Eitzel Arishon Eina Oma the Tzorche Suda Ken Lo Neschai B'Tfila Etzlo V'Shuvein L'Chayi Hasheni Mikoch Arishon. That's why the first guy is still designated this Kaili for cutting cards, cutting material, not cutting food. That's from the first guy's perspective. V'ilu mitzad Hasheni Atzmo Ein L'Chayi. Why? The Ein HaKli Shalo. It's not his. Wait a minute. So the Isa v'het ha'asis, as we saw. Why? Yesh l'hakshis v'deyazu. To l'chor ha'shap and eschayev ha'kli b'yad rishin. To ilu bohu, the rishin. L'shtamash v'ol l'tzorach suda, afilu b'aroi, ho'yachav l'tov. The Ramos is the next line. So shap and eschayev b'yodo, just as the other case, what the Mechaber mentioned. Eschayev b'yodo. Right? Yisrael k'no me'akum. And he lends it to somebody else. And the Schayev Yad Rishon. Here also is the Schayev Yad Rishon in a case in which if he would have used it for food purposes. For Yeshu Tarets, this is his pshat. The Hayesham Mitzvilu, the Hodi also the Shtamish, Shish Mishimish Aror, the Tzorach Suda, Hainu Tama Mishim, the Hashimish Gufei, Choshev Ki Yichud. The mere fact that you're using it is considered a designation. But who was the boss? Who has the right to determine the nature of this kli? Is it kli suda now? Muzad dafka gabi harishin shu bala kli uvi yadol liachto lios kli suda. It's in his hands to make it into a kli suda, but just by using it as a kli suda. Aval hasheinu sheinu bala kli ein biyadol liachto. He has no power. You can't tell me what to do with my object. That's Trat in the Ramah. Taz in the Shach say no. They should at least do a tefillah without a bracha. Fine. Adka. So this is the lumdus over here. Yeah?
Is that similar to buses on Shabbos?
Ooh, wow. He's making it similar to buses on Shabbos. Wow. I can't make your item into a bus of davar also. Can't do it. Who am I? I'm going to tell you what to do with your item, right? Can't. You can't tell me what to do with my item. That's the lumdus over here, as he's explaining over here in Sivkot and Samach Beis. That's what it means. That's exactly what he's driving at. That's what he's saying. Very good. Very good. Of course, the question becomes: let's take a look. Both this is found in the Biurim, with a kashik against Tosfos and against the Shulchan Aruch. It's the same thing. Take a look on Tosfos here. The Ramaschal Avo. Please take a look. I can handle this. Yes.
According to this, if a hadar should one make a bracha even?
Yeah, he would make even a bracha. He always, yeah, we don't pass like him, but he always make a bracha. Avo shulim lo. Omer Rabbeinu Shmuel Yisrael Sheshol Kli Mi Yisrael Chaver Shekana Miyakum Tzorich Tvila Kevin Shaboli Yidei Chiyuv Tvila B'Yad Yisrael Rishon. What do you mean? Bo Yidei Chiyuv Tvila. He didn't use it yet. Huh? It didn't use it. If he didn't use it, there's no Chiyuv. We spoke about this yesterday. We passed an halacha. If you don't want to use it, you can just leave it in your drawer forever. So what do you mean? Bo Yidei Chiyuv. This is raised by the Biurim. And it's the same kashya against the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch says it quotes Tosfos exactly. So let's take a look over here in those who have it. If you don't have it, you can look inside later on. Avol HaRishon. Let's see. Gotta find it. Aval Rishon the Ramah says, "Os l'shtamish b'lo tzorach esuda, afilu derech haroi b'lo tvila." He may not use it. Fine, but what does the Shach say on that Ramah? Take a look here. We're still in Sifches. The first guy can't use it. Says the Shach, Sifkot and Yud Zayin. Aval shelo l'tzorach esuda, mut l'shtamish b'lo. Ava bishen nitzka on the tzorach suda, shenim lach olav lachta bo klofim, and Sarok Tvila can't cause Tvisa Veheta. Wait a minute. I have a spoon or a fork or a knife which is meant for eating. I decide to use this knife, designate this knife to cut rope. So I'm allowed to do that. What do you mean this chayav yad harishon? The rishon never used it yet. That's the kasha he asks over here. The remaskil avol harishon. Mine is chayav yad harishon. He'll call kamad lo mishtamish bakli like a chiyuv kol ikar. So what does it mean? What do the words mean? So he suggests an answer over here as follows. The Shach says here, Sifkot and Yudzayim. Read together. Ava shalom tzorche suda mutl l'shtamash b'af api shenitzkan l'tzorche suda kishenim lach alav lach toch bo klof men tzorche tvila. There must be a conscious decision not to use the knife as 99% of knives used just to cut meat or to slice bread or to smear jam. No. Nimlach. But if not for nimlach, you would be chayiv immediately. Wow, a chiddush nifla. And therefore, he answers the question of the iset that we saw before. It all depends who's the owner of the kli. That depends upon the ishtamshus. So the bailim can be mischayev by kli suda, but not a shoel. Doesn't work. Interestingly, Rabbi Osai, the Pri Chodesh argues on the Ramah. Quoted over here, Sivkot and Samaches, where the Ramah says, "Os l'shtamish be'ol tzorch esud afilu derech haroi below tvila." V'yesh mi shecholek al ikodin shel Ramah by tvilas kelim azina b'asarov tashmish shel kli. So therefore, even if it's made for a knife, it's made to slice bread. But if I use something else, and I'm using it for some other purpose now. The tzorach is suda for darach ofan aroy. No need for tefillah. How do you like that? And it possibly if I should make it without a bracha. In other words, I have a knife that's made to butter bread. And I decide I'm going to use this knife. No, this is going to be used for a different purpose, to cut rope. And I decide, but this once I want to butter bread. There I'm also a chayv in tefillah. And the prechodesh says, you're not chayv in tefillah. You put them in a tefillah. And he wants the pastor to say, if you want to be told, you should do it without a bracha. That's an amazing thing. Now, fine. This is the question. As a matter of fact, in the Biurim, we'll explain it after why Rama argues the Prichodesh. I'll read it to you the words, amazing words he says. Hey, the Prichodesh is right. He gets in tefillah lo nemel b'kli suda, and here he decided to use it for something else. He used it once. So why are you chayv? He says like this, based upon the Yeshua Siakal I mentioned to you before, Ben Hassan, the Rambam, and the Bialach we saw in the Shia yesterday on the screen. Afal Gav, the Ikad and Tfilas Kemal Ben HaTorah, Yisru Ishtamash is Mikli Yishlo Nitba in Amad Rabbanan, which we spoke about already a while ago. So when the Ramos, Mechayel, the Hatpil, Kli, Makmas, Tashmish, Aroi, it's not like Shar Chiyu Ve Tfilas, the Tfilas who ain't in Amad Rabbanan. Shemit Sada Yisru Ishtamash Bikli Yishlo Hutbal, Kachoysek Zeros, Ishtamash Bikli, לצורך סודה בלו תבילה. ומאל אפילו תשמש הרוי בכלל התקונה. אף גד דרס לסי תורס כלי סודה. הוא amazing. Amazing. That's an amazing פשט. Amazing פשט. It's only the רבון and the גדין. And the Prichodesh says, no such to hold, he denies the whole thing. Prichodesh holds, like we said earlier, that there's only a mitzvah. And in this case, since there's no mitzvah, why? Because it's designated to cut rope. Even if you decide once in a while to use it for butter, there's no mitzvah at all, and there's no independent mitzvah at all. Not the rice, not the rabbanon, just a bitl mitzvah. That's a fundamental machlokus of Prichodesh and Ramah, as explained by the Biurim over here, Dibra Maschel Osu. It's on page Resh Pei. It starts on the last line of the previous page. Adka, yes. We come to Shutfim, perhaps we have a chance. So I wanted to make the following suggestion. When we discussed majority minority usage, perhaps we can say, That majority and minority determine when you're in a neutral mode. How do we treat a kli right now? Right now it's not being used, not for the majority, not for the minority. It's not being used at all. And you want to know what its status is. Then the majority rules. For example, as the Prichosh gave a mashal, we'll get to it hopefully next week. The idea of kashering kalim, not tefillas kalim, kashering kalim. We'll see later on. For next week, everyone should make sure to have a Mishnah Brura chelik hay, which is, has a goal as kalim, and if you can get a Magen Avraham too, it would help. Over and above the Yoredeya, because if you look on the Yoredeya, it says over here, just give you a heads up for next week, in Simon Kuf Chof Aleph, he tells you, I already explained it all in Uchos Pesach. I'm not kidding around. Couldn't wait around till Yoredeya to I had to discuss what to do on Pesach. That's in Simon Kuf Chof Aleph of Gimel. Dini Agol Aleman, Aleman Ksuvim, Uchos Pesach. Boom, incorporation by reference. That's Simon Tuf Nun Aleph and Beis, which we spoke about a little while earlier. But you should have one when we get to that topic of Mitzvah Shem, hopefully sometime next week. And we're back again. So there too, the poskim say you fell a rov tashmisha. Yeah, now I want to kasher the kli. Where's this kli? Is the kli now on the fire? Is the kli now in being used to cook hot water? Neither. The kli is not sitting on my desk when to be kasher. So we have to determine an indeterminate kli. You follow the majority rules. However, what happens if right now the kli is in action in one of the two modes in which it serves? The fact that it's in that mode of action right now, that's determinant, even if it's a minority. And therefore, the majority is to cut roll, but the minority is to cut butter, to smooth smear butter. Since right now I want to use the smear butter, I have to put it into the mikvah, yes.
Isn't that a stira?
What?
If you're going to say that when you're using it right now over the fire, now you have to do legal to kasher it, so then rov tashmisho doesn't mean anything.
Correct, but since we're talking about something which was used already yesterday, the day before, either was used on the fire or used in water. Now it's a nondescript kli lying around on the pile of things which have to be kashered, and I have to determine what its status is. It's all based on the past history.
So are we saying only if it's anal ben yomo, that's true?
That's a different story. We're not going to the pratim. We'll get to that soon. But as long as it's based on the past history of this kli, if the past history is determined by majority use. Right now it's not being used for anything. However, if you're using it for something right now, that determines its use even if the majority use is different. Therefore, I decide to butter my bread with this particular knife, even though the majority use is for cutting rope, it's chayv and tefila. That's what I wanted to suggest. And this, yeah?
I still don't understand. I mean, before you picked up the knife, if you would ask yourself, whether it needs tefila or not, you would say no.
Meant to use a cut rope. But now I'm picking it up. I want to slice butter. Stop! Stop! You want to butter your bread? Stop off in the mikveh first.
So then rov tashmisho is never nogea. Because anytime you pick up the knife, automatically you're going to be chayv to be tevila. So rov tashmisho is thrown out the window.
Exactly. That's exactly what the pshat in the Rambam is. That if I want to use it right now for buttering bread, even though I've designated it for the majority use to cut rope, it's an irrelevancy. It doesn't help at all. That's exactly the point. That's the lumbus I wanted to suggest. I remember writing a similar svara of Osai in Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah. In Shabbos, the concept called Klisha Malach Tal Yisr. You ever learned about that in Hilchos Muktzah? So we usually say, according to many, you follow the majority. You follow the majority, I wanted to suggest, if it's Stam lying around. If you want to pick it up with Tzorach Gufo, you want to use it for a permissible Tashmish, by definition, at that point in time, it's labeled as a klisha machta leheter, because right now I'm using it for heter. Interesting. It sounds circular, but I don't really think it's true. It sounds like it's a good definition for our purpose as well. But on the other hand, if you're using it to cut rope, you're potter, right? And what will you be potter of Osai? Perhaps you're potter even in a case in which it's omeid for a suda. Right now I'm using it to cut rope. So right now, pick it to cut rope, it lost its status as a klisha suda. Love the Shavart. Not that I'm potter because I'm right now, it's a kli suda, which I'm using to cut rope. No. When you pick it up to cut rope, it's no longer a kli suda. It's a different lumdus. I'm suggesting that when you're using it for a particular use, its status can change. Yes, sir?
It doesn't matter what its status is?
Exactly. Its status is changing based upon your imminent use of this object. Perhaps. Yes?
So if you pick it up to do both, then the second you do one, you switch to the other?
It's complicated. Both. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's an excellent question. Don't know. Fine. Good. Oh. Okay. I brought another sefer to show you, and I wanted to open it up. Taras Kalim. Got out of the library. There's Tefillas Kalim, there's Taras Kalim, you know, all kinds of svarim. Here in Sefer Taras Kalim is the following svar. It says, Kol kli shetzorach tefila osu l'shtamash bo, afilu tashmish aroi. Okay? And it's a very serious question. What do you do? I'll read you from his Hebrew. Mishahorav enem sharim Torah mitzvahs. V'niso b'hadarche noam. L'shadla l'hatla s'klein. V'lo olo l'dava b'yodo. Rashoy l'hagish l'horav divrei machol b'klishen atovul. If you mashem b'vakshem imena. En lochash al mashem misayeya. B'yodom lechol b'klishen atovul. You have to do derech eretz uvenimus ha-makubo. Ulai tiskar of datan of the Meshach Azman yiskar of the das of the mitzvah of Kamash Shlomo Zalman says in Incha Shlomo. Okay? That's what he thinks. Interesting, fascinating thing. But he quotes over here an amazing part of the Ragachava. Sofnas Panech on the Rambam, Yuzayan Gimel. Rakim Agoy osa ze avuro lesudo os chayav tvila menadin. Avalamasol neschora, the guy made these kalim for financial reasons, because he wants to sell them. Yishlomar, she'ein aleihem shem suda klal. Right? And that's it. You're not chayiv at all. Ve'irov kol ha'kalim ha'myutzorim b'zmanenu l'shem mischar heim. Unbelievable. That's what he suggests. Tziruf of this amazing idea. A chiddush. He quotes Rav Moshe, Yoredeya, Gimel, Simon Chaf Aleph. Kli shechino Yisrael, unesono amachoro legoi, v'chakach kno Yisrael acher mimenu, Yisrael habila below bracha. Why? Ki shemi yesh lomar, shema shetzrichu tefila, hu davka kemasa shehoya, Find it to be Enon Shagoy Yachino. This is incredible. Why? It belonged to a guy. Doesn't matter. Rav Moshe is suggesting that. Maybe it means it's only bought it for commercial purposes. This is all on page Kufchav of Sefer Taras Kalim. He quoted from the Ragachava, and he quoted from Rav Moshe, quoted from Shlomo Zalman. Three important quotations on the same page in this very interesting Sefer. Yes, sir.
According to the Ragachava, how do they know Midian, which
ones were placed schor and which ones were not placed schor? I guess most Kalim didn't understand how much schor they had in Midian. I mean, they may just probably assumed the average Kli is built by the Balabas for his personal use. Yeah.
That mean that in a non-Jew owns like a coffee shop like a Starbucks or something. Is that why you don't have to?
Oh, that's partially why. Because there, if you borrow something from a Goy, it's no problem. Goy owns the Kalim. That's easy. Problem is a non-frum kiosk. Or restaurant. That's the problem. Yeah.
According to the Zhagachor, it would be a bracha levatala to be togo all of our kelim with the bracha.
That's a good question. We make brachas all the time.
Right.
We don't hold this. I'm not sure. I have to look inside. And the Zhagachor writes a little bit sometimes in riddles.
Right.
So maybe look it up. They have it prepared downstairs. See what he says. I don't know. I'm just assuming. I'm only quoting from a cliche here. Okay. Fine. And this is an amazing thing. There is a Prima Garden, which is called by the Poskim. You have a Kli. We assume Allah is against the Ragachava, obviously. If a Goy has a Kli, which he's going to use to sell, and I buy it from him, of course, we assume it's against the Sofnas Panech. That's found over here in the Biurim, the Ramaskil. Lachtoch. Let me read it to you what he says over here. Kli schor is an issue. Watch this. The Beis Yosef said that Kli schor is like a sack and omer the chatichas klafim, which is a chiddush neira. That's what he says. Dava poshut hakone kli sudam and a uman akum shesor kli limkar tarok vila kemuvur besif yud. says, not only is it against the Ragachava Misvara, it's enough in the Mechaber. Let's take a look. Let's open to Sif Yud. What's in Sif Yud? Let's take a look. I make brachas all the time on Tefillah that I buy from a factory. What's in Sif Yud? Yisrael Shenosan Kesef Le'uman Ove Gachavim Lassos L'meni Kli Eino Tzorach Tefillah V'yesh Cholkim V'yesh Tov Le'below Bracha. Okay? But he's assuming it's implicit in Sif Yud that if a goy made a kli for selling purposes, that you would be chayav to be mappel with a bracha. You have to read it when we get to Sif Yud, we'll see exactly what he's driving at. But see, he says it's never poshut. It's certainly poshut halacha lemaisa, but we do it all the time. Okay? And we always do that. So yes, like this. Watch this. Afal pish etzlo hayarak toras kli schar by the goy. Shmamina! The chalos tumas ha'akum ain't a kli b'mashahaya kli suuda etzlo el the kol kli akum abolish yisrael im yisrael machzik ol tzorach suuda tzorach tvila the tnasha kli suuda lo nema b'nei gabe yisrael v'lo gabe yakum nu so kli omed lach to chlof meitzel akum shem kino yisrael tzorach suuda boi tvila v'afila mitchilo yadat o lach toch bo chlofim v'chakach nimlech l'shtamash ol tzorach suuda tzorich Tvila, the Chagav Navi Kolshkim from the Ramos of Asif, because Shabal is Shuso, Chalal of Teich of Torah's Tumah, and then Shimish of Tzorach Suda. Wow, that's Pashup Shad in this Ramah. Why? Kana Matkes Osa Kli Potter. If right, Mashma Dim Kana Kli Lachtoch Klofim, Dim Lachasol Osa Kli Suda, Boy Tvila. Otherwise, it should have said a bigger Chiddush. And he quotes the Prima Godim in Arachayim Tafnun Aleph Mishpatel Zov Vov. Im Kona Tas Shel Matches Minachri. What's a Tas? No? A sheet of metal from a goy. Because the Shtamash Bol is Salachas, and I want to use it for a dish. Not exactly the fanciest tableware. Boy Tvila, Dadayin Shema Akum Olof. Afagav Da Nochri Lo Echziko Batoras Kli Klal. He just had it as a flat piece of metal. Kolshkem in Yonei Nuni Kolshkem Avnei Nezer Simen Kuvavos Beis. In other words, the dinner of the Mechaber. The Mokocha Rishon Tzorach Lesuda Lachto Klofim Yotzvo and Tzorach Lad Bilo. He wants to know if that's really, should that really be true? He's not sure if it's true. It's all based on the Beis Yosef, who's Mechadesh. That Kli Schor was like Omer Lachtoch Klofim. The question, how does he know that? Maybe Kli Schor is more Chomor. Tumas Akka depends upon, it should be a Kli, right? Kli Suda by him, otherwise it's Yataka Potter. So Kli Schor or Yechayev, because Kli Schor are Kalim, right? Or would be Chayev by a Jew, so therefore if a guy has Kli Schor, Yechayev and you buy it from him. As opposed to, where's lachtoch klofim or the equivalent? That's his cash over here, demasal lachtoch in the biyurim. It's a good question. So the question, of course, becomes how do we get out of this problem? It's a big problem. Open the Pisrei Tshuva, Sifkot and Zion. He quotes his Prima God. Take a look. Pisrei Tshuva Rabosai, Sifkot and Zion. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, he says as follows. The Ramos and Sifhei. HaBarzalim Shemetaklim Behem HaMatzis. Ever been in a matzah factory? They have these things, they poke. They poke, you know, those little holes to make sure the matzahs are perforated and they're very flat and they're very hard and all that stuff. Don't get Becham Chometz. Says the Heiliger Amo, Einon Tzrichim Tvila. Okay. Says the Pesach Shuvah Zayin. Ayin Berheitev, B'Shem Taz V'Shach. Says the Berheitev. We saw this a little bit yesterday. It says Berheitev Zayin. Gam B'Zeh Shlitbo B'Lo Brocha Taz. The Shach says, these Barzal are Gori Tzvei, Me'acher She'iyev Shal L'Sham Shem L'Machal Acher. Ein Tzorach Tzvi L'Kla. Okay? That's what he suggests. The Machlaikas over here goes with a number of other details. Says the Pesach Shuvah Zayin. Primagodim tough nun aleph, mishmazel zov vov, shkosel in blechin. What's a blech? We know what a blech is. A blech, you know, a flat piece of metal. Shemenichin matzah salem, afla shach tzarach tvila, below brocha. Why? To chazi litashmish machal mamish, what's the blech? Use a blech as a plate. He quotes this from the Primagodim. Now, you and I wouldn't, don't you dare go home and tell your wife or your mother, we're going to use from now on a blech as a plate. Yeah, it's not going to be good for your situation. It won't be good. But in theory, it could be done. Right? In theory, it could be done. Why not? In theory, it could be done. That's what the Pesach Shuvah says over here. In Sivkaton Zion. Oh. It seems, to go back to our original question, that Kli Schori is certainly considered to be a Kli Suda from the very beginning. But the Mechayev in Tvila, B'Yad Yisrael, is a Kli Suda Ha'omed L'Shimush. As we said before, I buy it, I'm going to use it for Pesach. I bought it, now Shavuos, now there's a sale. So buy it now, I don't know if to be matbel it now. Erev Pesach, and I'm going to take it out of the box. I'll be matbel it then. Right? Right now, I don't plan to use it. So if I plan to sell it, I don't have to be matbel it either. Okay? When it comes to a goy, the whole concept doesn't exist. Whether you want to use it, does in halacha terms, is not malad or morid. As opposed to when you use it for cutting rope, then it's not considered a clay suit at all. So what we're saying over here now is that the whole concept of clay schora is an inapplicable concept when it comes to goyim. Because the whole word applies to a Jew to say that right now it's not mechuyav to be mapa, it's not omer to use it. But when it comes to a goy, it's not chayav in tefillah. Anyway, okay? Take a look over here in Pesach Shuvah Tes, which is a problematic source again. Take a look, please. Pesach Shuvah, Sivkot and Tes. So it says on top, Lachto klofim, we know to cut cards, it's a garnished. Says the Pesach Shuvah. Mashenogen besudas gedolos lishol klicheres mitzupin klischukas minchenveni Yisrael. Kosa. Av shataz vashach choshin lisorati savete. Litbo below brocha. Bikino harishon litzorech klofim olischora. So therefore, when I use it for my own purpose, I'm required to be mat without a bracha. Mikomako, me'ach asher amor lo hevi klal dasi seveheta, kam prichodesh cholik olav imkain. Tzorach Shabbos al orachim osu de gedolos yeshlocha she yishberu im yad bilem. If you have said, oh she'en pnai, yesh dismoch lishtamish below tvila. This tvila is kelim el chuliyama enon under rabbanon. Ef shegam yisaveheta lo kosov kain ele bichlim matchis. In other words, glass, he's worried, you take it to the mikveh, you're going to break it. Glass is very fragile. Metal, take to the mikveh in this case. Glass, not. So it's a Pesach Shuvah here in Sivkoton Tes. Okay? Now Rabosai, he seems to be equating someone who borrows a kli from someone who is using it the klafim to someone who's borrowing a kli, which is omeid the schora. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Once I borrow it, so right now, what means omeid the schora? It's omeid now for my personal use. In other words, klafim is a type of use of the kli. Okay, now in a fluke, I'm going to use it for my party and give it right back to you. Go back to cutting cards with it. That's a fluke. But the kli is a perfectly shaped kli meant to use in everyone's kitchen. And now he plans to sell it. Now I'm using it. Oh! So I'm using it. What do you mean selling it? Sell it? If you give away for free, same thing. So it's no longer over the score because I now am using it for my sake. What will happen if I will buy a kli and I plan to sell it down the road? What do you call it? A second-hand kli? You have used cars? I'll sell used plates. You tell us it's going to be called a kli schora? It's ridiculous. I plan to use it right now. Here too, but I plan to use it right now. It's a very difficult comparison here in the Pesachei Tshuva. Sif, Katan, Tess. I don't know. Not completely clear what he's driving at, but I just wanted to point it out to you. In Sif, Katan, Tess. Oh. Fine. That's the distinction. Klischora are Klei Suda, at least to some extent. What will happen, Rabosai, if I have a Klischora, which are meant to be utilized for a meal, right now, at the very, very moment, I haven't fully acquired it yet. This is a tumul in the same Tzvilas Kelim. I have two versions of it. You can take it if someone wants to look it up. I'll tell you where to find it. I'm going to put down the place. Perek Ches Sif Hei. In the Sefer. Tzvilas Kelim. Here we go. It's on page Kuf Samach Dalet. Balei Chanuyos Hamochim Klei Goyim Lo Yad Bilum El Acha Sheknom Alekuchus. Both sides. You go to Borough Park. You want to buy some flatware. Page Kuf Samach Dalet. So it's a pain in the neck. We should have a great come on. Let the store eye ups bocher, right? Let him be mapped all the kelim in advance. You walk in here, getoivled. Take it home right away. It takes a long time. You have a whole set. I don't know, a service for 12. With who knows how many different, figure it out. It's a long time. Title in advance says, no, you can't do that. Can't do it. Why can't you do it? Why not? Why not? Why not? Who said so? Who said so? Kotze Beis Yosef. Klei Schor, not Klei Suda. Einem Chayovim Betvila. Umemel lo tovo la Tvila. Habit Tvila Tnei Achiv. Kein Shamati. Me'agoyin of Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss Shlita, Vagon of Shlomul Vazna Shlita. Weiss was nifta many years ago. Vazna is Baruch Hashem is still with us. It's a chiddush nifta to me. Rabbi said, "Am I ever buy stuff in these Jewish stores and they say it's terrible in advance? They must be bored. They'll say it's not good enough. They saw it read and say it's Vilas Kalem. It's no good. Because at that point in time, it's still Kli Schar the Beit Yosef Patis." I don't know. To me, it's a very big chiddush. This din to me is a chiddush. I wouldn't have said this way. But he says he has a bigger chiddush. What will happen if I pay, but I don't really pay cash? Right? How do I pay? Credit? Discuss that also. In Perek Gimel, the very beginning. Kona kli ba'akofa tzorach yidim tzorach tvila. You know what's going on? I buy a kli, I pay by credit. They have to be toilet. Wait a minute. Not so simple. It's a kli schora. Maybe I don't have to be tevila. Why? Kini meshicha below kesef. It's a derabonon. Whee! If it's glass, okay. It's all derabonon. But if it's metal, right now it's mine only with derabonon. The mashal kini derabonon helps with the raisa. So maybe I should have to wait until I'm kind of midaraisa before I can do the tefillah. This is the same thing a step further. Yeah?
I'm assuming Rabbi feels this is a finish, but Rabbi say the same thing by Kinin Kesel of Kedishin? Buying with a credit card?
You want to know, could you buy a ring with a credit card? I tell my boys to try to buy it with cash.
So what would be the difference?
Cash is cash.
No, I know, meaning I know, I understand why cash would be better, but I'm saying if this is a... If
and the whole, this, obviously, this is based on an assumption that if it's kli schora, not only am I not chayiv in tefila, but my tefila is not efficacious if I haven't acquired it yet. I don't think that's true.
I mean, even if somebody else would own it and you're just...
I go to the store. In my view, my personal view is, maybe someone could find that someone agrees with me. Maybe someone in the world agrees with me. Maybe looking to save for Paris Keller. Maybe he agrees with me. Somebody. I thought if the store owner marked all the Keller, it's good. Even if the Beis Yosef says that a store owner is potter, right? That's a technicality. The Kli itself is a Kli Suda. And even though he may be potter technically, I thought maybe he should be able to... that's what I thought. But maybe I'm wrong. To find someone to hold like me. I'm going to give you an assignment for tomorrow's shiur. Tomorrow's shiur also 1 o'clock, because out of the Shemaim. I need someone to go find that someone agrees with me. Otherwise, I'm against the whole world. I mean, I'm against everybody's post, against everybody's advice. I don't want to be that way. I want an ally. You have someone like me?
How is he not going to, when he takes it home?
Oh, if he takes it home, fine. But he's, what does he do? He gives a credit card, swipes his credit card, takes the kalim. All these stores in Borough Park have a mikveh in the back. Oh. Goes right to the mikveh in the back. He never took it home. Yeah.
Meaning if that's not considered full ownership yet because he never took it home.
And not ownership of Doraisa, right?
Right. So then.
No good, because you weren't chayav Doraisa yet. So if you took your spoons and forks, you spent an hour and a half to this kalim. Go right back. After you took it home, you couldn't have kinyan chotzim with Doraisa. I go back and they matzvah it again. Whee! My intuition is it's not so, but I'm giving you till tomorrow at 1. Now it's 2. You have 23 hours. Come up with somebody who agrees with me. If not, I have to retract. I need you to help me out. Okay. If you find someone, all right. Please, if you can, I'd appreciate it. So far, looks like I'm against everybody. So far. Yeah.
Requiring restaurants to
No, so those who hold that kli schora chayav is no problem. So the Jewish owner of in Borough Park, the store is owned by Jews. So the Jewish owner is chayav because kli schora. He's not doing it because not all made to be used yet. The minute you buy it, it's not to be used, no problem. According to the Beis Yosef, it suggested kli schora potter. My word is kli schora potter. Yes, kli schora potter, precisely because they're not all made to be used. Once the sale is done with a credit card, I wasn't cutting them. So, mother wasn't cutting them. So what? It's all made to be used by me. So even if you'll say that the proprietor of the hardware store in Borough Park is not allowed, or this won't work, if he decides as soon as he gets it in from the Goyish factory, he's going to put everything straight into the mikveh. What a great service is performed for the customers. Even if that won't work, I'm not sure that's true either, but in a case where the guy came in and bought it, and he swiped his credit card, he didn't even forget credit card, garnished. Trust me, Yankel, I trust you. I know you for 20 years. You can take the stuff home, you'll come back tomorrow and pay me. I don't want credit, I want cash. Come back tomorrow, give me the cash. Even in that case, but I want to put it in the mikveh. Yeah. Why? Because it's all meant to be used by Yankel. If Yankel wasn't quote garnished yet. That's what I thought. But again, I need you. I'll leave you all the svarim, the tefillas kalim, the taras kalim. Yeah.
Is one only kona something they pay with credit card once they pay off the credit card bill?
That's a question, though, right? But I don't get involved. That's not a topic for today. I'm just quoting it from the tefillas kalim. He said, "Bahakofa, hakofa means credit." Yeah.
I'm just saying that since after the swipe of the credit card, it's only to be used by the buyer.
Right. Correct. Maybe the word credit card is a bad word. Maybe credit card is better than stamp credit. I misspoke. Okay, credit. Leave my credit card. Yankel, you'll pay me? Yeah, you'll pay me. Good. Right. I'll give you my IOU or whatever. You'll give a piece of paper. Right? Put to aid them, whatever it is. Yeah?
What if somebody bought it to use it before taking it home, like at that picnic?
In my opinion, it's also chayav in tefillah. Yeah, okay? Make sure the kalim are tovel on Sunday. Okay, make sure I plan to eat there.
Make sure.
Okay, good. Okay, Linetta. Okay. Let's go further. Again, I can't prove that I'm right. I want you to look up in the various sources. Maybe. Maybe. I did find a little bit over here in this Sefer Tevilas Kelim, even though here he says, you know, against what I said, I found a little bit later the following discussion. This is at the end, he has Tshuvas from the Gedolim, and the first comes from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, what will happen? He writes like follows. Dover HaMot, you leave the Kli Ksud of Matan Lachos and Kalim. Make it right in. He's only pimpling about chatzitza with the labels. But make it right in, he says, you can do it. Which is against him, Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, 2 pages later, seems to say that you really shouldn't do it. Oh, look what he says. You talk on Yeshua Chosm, no Makabal Matana, Klikaze already. Oshema Yirtsa Besugacher, Viyarzer, Viyimko, Klizel Acherim, Watsmolo Yishtamish Bola Suda, Eina Klize, Shem Shal Klisuda, Vimela Eina Yochola Noson, Abilas Nena Sinoso, Vafilim is Akail and Makabal Midin Zochel and Shlobafonov. Can belong to the Makabal, doesn't help. So, okay, but there's another side to that coin. If he owns it, technically speaking, but he's not going to use it. Then over the Suda yet, the flip side should be, if you bought it, and you have it in your hand, you put it into the mikvah, you know you didn't acquire it yet, it is over the Suda. So I want you to look at this few pages, Reish Tamates through Reish Mem Aleph, if you don't mind looking through Shlomo Zalman's Tshuva, his Shaila, you'll see What the bottom line is? Yeah. Okay. We'll take a look at the Taras Kalim a little bit over here too. He also talks about it. This is Kuf Chav Vav and Zayin. Give you his take on this question. This is Taras Kalim, Kuf Chav Vav and Zayin. Also, Balichonius Shemit Bilin as a Kalim and Nikrim and Agoyim Bechnesha Lehi Koshtum and also Makonim Shem Nazirim Shem Mitzvahs. Loyof Osim! Mesha ain't filosom hoila buma! Shibishas shed bilem, hoy osom akelem pturamit vila! Ve zokt! Rabavadia zokt! Rishon Lezion! Maran! Rabavadia Yoshev Shlita! Yabio Machelik Zion! So he says, a soke hit bil kelem kadelish tamish pem the soke sudo! Kidinosa! Sorech lo dia le mishakona osom achakach! She'd rat bilim shane is below brocha. What is below brocha? The question is, whether a socha wants to buy roi, you chayiv or not. So since I did it, maybe I was chayiv and it counted. Maybe not chayiv, but it didn't count. Okay? So what do you see? The socha does not want to use it at all, and he wants to save the lokhim, the kuchas, from an iser. Doesn't help. Didn't have a chayiv. That's it. He quotes this. Mori v'Rabbi v'Ateres Roshi Agrach Rabbi Shlita, and you see this from the Rabbi Vadis Shela. Ha'im Chayev Akona at Bilam Shuvu Bebrocha Shebeshas Tfilasim Rishona Hayu Pturin Kevin Shebeshus Amochel Hayu Omdim Elul Eschora. As the Achronim say, now why? This is not so poshut. It's not so poshut. It's a suffix. It's a suffix, right? Because Kli Eschora is a suffix. Called Shut Olas Yitzchak Ratzabi. He says, the tefillah works. Mabekach. Oh, somebody on my side. Mabekach. Shadayin en chiv tefillah. Harei tar b'metzivas hoysa. U'meach ha-shepoka b'kach tumas ha-goy. But then he found Mr. Minchas Yitzchak says the other way around, as we saw before, and other svarim. But I still think that the first one I said before is correct. Back and forth, back and forth. Bekitta, it's a tumult. Care about saying? So, it's a machlokes. Like most good things in these. Kuf Chavov. In Tarat Kelim. Okay? We have Tfilat Kelim, we have Tarat Kelim. Okay, Gevaldig Svar. Care about, so let's continue a little bit more in this discussion. We have Rabosai, the Chelkas Ben Yomin, has another beautiful discussion. And this is relevant, very relevant, halacha, but very, very relevant. Halacha lemaisa. Watch this. In Sif Yud, it says at the end, Abel Im, Asol La'atzmo, Rakshakona Matkes Min Ha'akum, Ain't so up to you. I buy metal from a guy. Remind us of Sif Yud. Obviously, everyone knows it's part of a posh. I buy metal from a guy and I make it to a kli. It's a kli shasor Yisrael. About it, no bro. Zok the chelkas binyamin. We saw already from before from the Prima Garden. Im kona tas shal matras menakim. U menakvo. Because the shishtamash will the paro of mine machal to make it into a grape. Kosa Prima Garden. It will below brocha. Only kona matches also kli does not require tefillah at all, because there was no shem akum on the kli at all. The straw made the kli. Used to be just a piece of metal made into a kli, but here, erev shishlon is batal shem akum. For kol shkein, you only miyachet it for its alachas. Yishyesh l'tovlo below bracha. The mistaba the shem akum l'pokam minei. This is a quote of the Prima Gadim that we saw earlier at Bosai. Cited, it's in Tov Nun Aleph Mishpat Zov Zayin. We saw in the Pesachet Shuvah briefly here in Sif Katan Zayin. So without a bracha, watch this now. The most common shaila of all in Tfilas Kela. I'm reading to you from the Chelkas Binyamin Tzadi Beis. Im Konat Sinsenes or Bakbuk Hamechel Ochel Umashke. I bought a Snapple. Ein Lishtamash and Mitzorach Ochel Macherim Liachashi Stroknu. You're empty out, you drink up the snap when they want to use it to hold water. No good. Why? Why? Okay? Rabbi will say, what percentage of snap bottles are thrown into the garbage or recycled? As opposed to ones that are reused. What were you saying? Want to give a guess? 99% is my guess. Think I'm wrong? I'll take a show of hands. Who reuses Snapple bottles over here?
I have in the past.
What?
I have in the past.
Okay, but for every 100 Snapples that you buy, how many of the bottles do you use?
I don't really get Snapples.
You don't buy Snapples at all? Okay.
I use it a bunch of twice and then I throw it out after, like, at the end of the day.
You throw it out. It's right that's throwing it out. But hold on.
But I use it first.
Okay. By Yisraelu Shoseo Kli. In other words, the glass is bottled to the Snapple of its contents. It's not gonna, I make it a clean when I decide to use it again. He's assuming Hichel Shabbos, whatever it may be, not going into that right now. But there are Mekilim in the Shaila. Who are the Mekilim? Reish Samech Bey, Zem Shloim Mazalmin, quoting Shemir Shabbos Kilchos of Perek Tes. Ha'ara membeis and sits Eliezer chelak chesim and chavov are makil rabosai. Not only that, there are those who are makil not only by a can, but also by tzintzenes ubakbuk by a bottle. Who's this? Rab Moshe chelak beis sim and mem. That's what we always assume. We assume that if it wasn't a kli in the hands of the goy, I make it a kli now, and it's different in the case of the prima god. Prima Gadim's kli was always a kli. Maybe it was it's a little bit difficult to make this distinction, but I think that was always a kli, which could have been used all the time. It wasn't. But here, it's not made. Look, no one throws out this tas. Not made to be thrown out. But our cases of bottles or cans, they're made to be thrown out. A whole different word. It's not the same as this tas. That's what I thought. Now, the question is, Rabbi Osai, what will happen in the following situation, Rabbi Osai? You have disposable tins. The word itself, disposable, means it's meant to be disposed. But you know, sometimes we have people who don't want to waste so much money, and they can reuse it 100 times. Well, you keep it until it's just not usable anymore. It should be the same shaila. I mean, fundamentally, the Snapple is also disposable, recyclable, we're going to call it. Same shaila, but Pasha's the same shaila. Rav Moshe's Mekel there too. Chela Gimel, Simen Chav Gimel. The Chelkos Ben Yama talks about that. In Sivkot and Samach Tes. Kli Omer the Shibush Chad Pami. Vachakach Mashlichen also. Ein Tzorach Tvila. Afagad Osta Tamash Ben Kli Derech Haroi Lo Tvila Shani Hocha. Then a Roi the Shibush Kevim Lo Chosh Kli Suda. Chinogo Olam Shal Tovla. Miu. Im Roi Tzorach Tamash Vahabi Pamim. Tzorach Hiyin Im Chayim Ben Tvila. It's much the same Shaila. Who has this Tzorach Hiyin? Tzorachin is Ayinigris Moshe Sham. Rav Moshe seems to say that you're not required to do it. This particular case, I think it's correct. It's Aminik. Chela Gimel Simon Chav Gimel. So if you happen to be meeting today in the Bezdin room, we have Rav Moshe's in front of us, right? They're right here. So we can access the hard copy. Yoredeach. Got to find the right one. Yoredeach Chela Gimel. Chelik Beis, right? Is it Chelik Beis also we said? I think so. Let's get the right Mar Makamis. What did I tell you before, the Mar Makam? Chelik? Right, my memory is not so good with Chelik. Something. Mem something? Hold on. Mem! By cans, ain't tzrichin tefila. Sherot se'achash is spoken a kli l'shtamash on the mashkin acherim. Why? Hakli niftal amashkin. By Meister Sheni, the Mishnah Meister Sheni Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Perik Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. Yesh lekan kan din or shabem. Is there a Moshe's shuvah about opening it on Shabbos? And he quotes Nichol Shabbos Simin Shnu Dalat Sivches. Kama tzlocha shel kofi v'chadome. Av she'er shel itan osam b'niyo. Kevin shal koponim nitnim b'tzlochis v'mkorem davkum atzlochis hu kemo tzlocha shel mashkin. It's like a klipa. That's it. He's making the shayla. That's chelik beis simen mem. What did I say before? Chelik gimel what? Simen chav gimel? What do we say? Chelik gimel Simon Chofkin. Here we go. Chof Gimel. Disposables. Look at the Rambam Bereish Perek Beis and Kalin. He says, "Yef shli shi'am del zman muot." It's not miskayim kedara kli. Tosas Shabbos Samach Vav. Goes to all of Shas. You know kedaga. He says, "Kelim elu af sheyevshel sheshtamish bem af al pi atchak al beis gimel pamim enim mekablim tuma evshel skaim marbeis man ach b'shul hazol en mishtamishim mistavad mekablim tuma v'meile evshel enim tzrichim tvil." He's not sure. Yes or no? Not sure. This is gimel chav gimel. Okay. Was there another one, another emotion on this topic? I already forgot. Was there another one? I rattled off a whole bunch of sources over here. Yeah. What's this? Kuf Lamed Zayin? Hold on a second.
So according to Rav Moshe, you should probably.
I don't know. Hold on. 1 second. Oh, Chelik Beis Kuf Lamed Zayin. Hamina Yamishin Mekorim Davke Makli in a Derech LeKabel Kli BeChazara Kol Ken Shemedina Seinu Slokel Shul Yash. Woo, whiskey bottles. Wee. Make it wine. It used to be glass. Okay. In Mekorim also Minochim Imtzor LaTovlum Ksheros LeShtamash Ben Acha Sheherik HaOchel Amashke Ein Tzrich Nitpo. Betel LeKankan LeYayin Nikos BeKesef Meiser. Kolchim VaKen Like Chosolo Shul Tzmorin. This is Shabbal Yisrael Mi Yadnachi Shalom B'Chashivas Kli. Prak Eitzal Yisrael Nasa Zek Kli. Mistab En Tzorach Tvila. Abu Davka Bovan Shabbat La Kli V'dini Ma'is Hasheni. Yeah, there's another show about the same thing. I think there's room to be Mekel in this Shaila. Shlomo Zalman says it's considered to be some kind of a Shimush, using it. But once it's closed, not. Because of Chazanish in Uchus Shabbos. And therefore, there's also room to be somewhat mekel. Adkan. Any questions so far? Yes?
What if it's a Jewish-owned company, so the Kli was made a Kli in Jewish possession?
That's even better. That's even better. Okay, Rabosa, I think we better stop now. That will give people a chance to collect everything in a different room. Tomorrow, I want to start Sif Tez Zayin with Hagos Oshri and Simon Lamed Vav, okay? And we'll do the toises about Klei Suda, and then we'll go further in the Marama Komas with Siyata Deshmaya, okay? 1 o'clock, Thursday. Can I have Shira at 9 a.m.? I only got once the whole year, but for the same reason, okay? Can you make it by 9, Thursday? Okay, Thursday at 9. Okay, good.
Ready, sir?
Yeah.
Earlier?
Yeah. When do you want Shia? I'll try to come in. 11:30, 12. You want Shia? It's like a Sunday schedule? He's asking for Shia Bechlal. Let's say next week.
Yeah.
I can do it. Let's make it for next month. Let me look at my schedule. Hold on. Let's talk about next week. 1 week at a time. Let's look at next week. 1 second. What's this week? Starting from. Okay, Rabosai. Month, Belinetter. Oh. Next Wednesday, I'll do better. I'll make a 10.